America program is something that America desperately needs. When you look at the overall package, a headline price tag of $3.5 trillion, but that's not a single year. This is spread out over a number of years. And most importantly, it's paid for by asking the wealthiest of Americans to pay a few percentage points more in taxes in order to make sure that we have an economy that's fair for everybody.
And if you believe that, you're a moron. That was Barack Obama this morning being fluffed on CBS, promoting the Democrat.
ABC.
Oh, yeah, Robin Roberts, right, yeah. Because they broke ground on his presidential library, I think, is the in Chicago, Illinois. Did they do anything about the murders while they were there? No? I think Joe Biden's going there today, going to Chicago. He won't. He's there to talk about vaccines, though. Yeah, yeah. And now Chris Cuomo's got a second woman. You know, Ed Shelley Ross, former executive at ABC, he grabbed her physically and shouldn't have, and that's okay. And now there's another woman at who is still at CNN, Melanie Buck, who was the executive producer of Chris Cuomo Live for 2 years and said she felt threatened by him and asked to be reassigned to their premiere. That's the number one show on the failed network. And she has to be reassigned because she felt threatened by the creepy steroid creep with the woo. Remember when he had the woo when he was out at his Long Island oceanfront house under construction yelling at the fat tire biker? It turned out to be a guy on a bicycle. And the guy is, there's something wrong with him mentally. And you know, his brother is not much better. His brother is, of course, Virgil Sollozzo from The Godfather. And he's gone because he's too much of a creep. And this story last week, Shelley Ross, the ABC executive, wrote about being grabbed by Chris Cuomo at an event in front of her husband. And, you know, that's okay. Now, what has CNN had to say about all this? I mentioned when this story broke that CNN would remain silent. Now, Eric Wemple, they call him Wimpy. Eric Wemple at the Washington Post, he types on behalf of the DNC, is pointing out today in the Washington Post that CNN has had nothing to say about this, that the their media guy, Uncle Fester, had a show over the weekend, and it didn't come up. The piece in the New York Times about their primetime anchor assaulting a woman at ABC, and it didn't come up on Uncle Fester's show because, you know, why would he talk about that? And Eric Wemple at the Post, he said, well, the CNN's, they've revealed their network's priorities, he says, and how they responded to scandals concerning their top-rated host. They haven't responded. They don't have to. Don't you know who they are? And Wimpy at the Washington Post, he says, if CNN can speak up, however tepidly, about journalism ethics. Journalism ethics? You mean journalistic ethics? Or ethics in journalism? About journalism ethics, huh? And I guess writing is not your bag. That's why you're at the Post. Can't it offer even a token statement about sexual harassment? Surely the network would be exploding with commentary if the same claim surfaced against a host at a certain competing cable news network. He can't bring himself to say Fox News. Oh, and that reminds me of this this other nitwit with Sean Hannity. This thing, this made me laugh a little last night. It was something. Oh, by the way, New York healthcare workers. That workers, they're referring to doctors and nurses, who are fired for refusing to be vaccinated, won't be eligible for unemployment benefits. This is a corrupt state. These people are extremely corrupt individuals. These are sinister actors. And what, you know, don't you all have yard signs up praising the nurses and doctors, the frontline healthcare workers, as you Bolsheviks call them? Yeah, so it turns out that MarketWatch, New York healthcare workers who are fired for refusing to bow to the will of the Democratic Party and the left, won't be eligible for unemployment benefits in most cases. Hospital, adult care, long-term care workers had until Monday to get an initial COVID-19 vaccine dose. So here are the statists coming along. They will strip you of your income and your future. Your kids aren't going to college. No G.I. Joe with Kung Fu grip for little Timmy at Christmas time. Nothing for you. You're going to be living in a cardboard box because the state has ordered you to undergo medical treatments and you have refused the will of the party. Therefore, they will take away your livelihood and your income, and you won't even be eligible for unemployment because they are the state, and the state is a monster, the Leviathan. It's a beast. And that's okay. You know, that's okay. That's not going to be a big story. Trust me on this. Man, oh, man. That's pretty extraordinary stuff. Yeah, and Chris Cuomo, that's okay. That's okay. CNN's got nothing to say about it. And Uncle Fester, he's got a show. It's dedicated, and it didn't come up. Didn't come up. They just talked about how the $3.5 trillion is going to cost zero because they brought on a Washington Post reporter to talk about it. So that's what goes on there. Pretty amazing, I've got to say. Mm-mm-mm. There is a funny meme here at the Babylon Bee has a story. They do satire. And there is a woman standing in Walmart, you know, with her, throwing her hands up. Says wife claims $3.5 trillion spending spree at Target actually cost $0. See? Because that's how that goes. Man, oh, man. Man, oh, Shevitz. Oh, yeah, and I want to get to this, too. Real Clear Politics, Philip Webman points out to Jen Psaki. The El Paso Times has retracted its fake whip claims and wanted to know if that changes the White House's view. I'll get to that in a couple of minutes, though. As that's also something to see. It certainly is. Now there is a guy at the Washington Post. His name is Jeremy Barr. Jeremy Barr, and he is a media writer for the Washington Post. He writes about media, like Uncle Fester, you know, Brian Seltzerwater over at CNN, and none of them, you know, actually do the job. They're Democrat shills. They're fluffers. They're fakes. They're frauds. They're cheats. And that's okay because it's a living. And their living isn't about to be taken away because they haven't bowed to the party. Of course, they bow to the party all day, every day. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Jeremy Barr sent out a tweet. Michael Piercy shared it with me yesterday afternoon about 1 o'clock. It was 1:08. And it's got a picture of Peter Ducey on the screen, a split screen, with his father, you know, Big Ducey, Steve Ducey, and then the other morning show people, because Steve Ducey is one of the anchors, one of three anchors of the Fox and Friends, the morning show. And his son, Peter Ducey, is now a reporter at Fox News. And so between 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. when Steve Ducey's on the air, Peter Ducey's job overlaps with his father's job. And they cover the same stories sometimes. Talk about the White House because Peter Ducey covers the White House for Fox News. He's the one that asks all the questions. So a media writer, a dim-witted fellow apparently at the Washington Post, sent out a tweet with a picture. He took a picture of the TV screen. How he found Fox News is the only question I have on his cable dial. Must have been stuck in a restaurant or something. And he writes, Jeremy Barr, the Democrat shill at the Washington Post, who's supposed to be a media writer but isn't. And he wrote, many Fox News personalities have rightly criticized Chris Cuomo for interviewing his brother. Here is Steve Ducey interviewing his own son this morning. I'm like, just how dumb are you, Jeremy? So I responded within a couple of minutes to this. The two Ducey's are both journalists. See, now he doesn't know the difference between Chris Cuomo interviewing his brother, who is a corrupt governor in the midst of multiple scandals, thousands dying in nursing homes, lying to the people of New York, being a hypocrite, groping and sexually assaulting all those women. What else? He had other scandals, too. He's got all kinds of scandals. So I wrote, the two Ducey's are both journalists who are working at the same news organization and covering the same stories. Their jobs overlap from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. every day. Steve Ducey is not a news anchor doing softball interviews with his elected official brother, the scandal-plagued governor of New York. Nursing home deaths, flip-flops, sexual assaults, completely different in every relevant way. It's more like Mike Wallace talking to Chris Wallace. It's not the same at all. And I went to look up this guy, Jeremy Barr, and find his Twitter to see how people were responding to his idiot, ignorant tweet. Two reporters working at the same news organization talking to each other on the screen. Exactly the same as the giant Q-tip and how many women did you sexually assault yesterday, bro? Hey, how many people died in the nursing homes that you mandated? And they're giggling and laughing away and then saying, well, I'm not going to interview him anymore. Oh, that's the same thing, because Peter Ducey's the governor of New York, caught up in three different scandals when Steve Ducey's talking to him. So I went to Jeremy Barr's pathetic Twitter page, and there's a still picture of him here, and you can tell he's not very bright in the still picture. Jeremy Barr on Twitter, he's blue check mark, you know, and he describes himself media reporting for The Washington Post. Formerly with The Hollywood Reporter, Politico, Media, Ad Age, he was Ad Age, and The Hollywood Reporter. And now he's a media reporter at The Washington Post because they have zero standards. You know, the thing's going to cost trillions of dollars, but they're not zero. But he has the Washington Post, they have zero standards. Not only this, his Twitter page has a freeze frame of Sean Hannity on the top of it. So he's obsessed. He's too messing for Fox News, apparently. And he's a media reporter at the Washington Post. And his Twitter page has a freeze frame taken from the TV screen of Sean Hannity on the top of his Twitter page. And he is so stupid that he doesn't know the difference between a news anchor reporting on his elected governor brother caught up in multiple scandals and smoothing it over for him and the network being fine with that. He doesn't see any difference between that and a news anchor, Steve Ducey, talking to his son, who's the White House correspondent for the same network.
Give me a media critique. Was that stupid on my part?
that's just amazing. These people, can I just say, these people. Let's go to a telephone call, Mike. We still got a lot of stuff to get to, but let's go to the phones. Let's go to Michelle calling from beautiful Cheyenne, Wyoming. Michelle, I wish I was Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hi, Michelle.
Hi. May I make a few quick points, like somebody who's been under communism and their parents and grandparents?
Yes, please.
First of all, we need to keep in mind that communists, the leftists, always build their society with societal refuse, the amoral and the parasitic. And all they do, people ask, well, why do they tell these lies? Why do they brainwash the people with the media? Because 24/7, what they do is they make sure to maintain the useful idiots they've created and to create new ones. And the problem in this country, as I see it, is you have people who have had it too good for too long, and they lost their vigilance and their virtue. So I think the people overall, they brought it on themselves. They elected the politicians and then didn't care. It's like, I made a kid, I give him food, I don't have any other responsibility. He'll grow by himself. I don't need to monitor him. Same with the schooling. They never care. What are you being taught in school? The other thing is, they create these useful idiots. This country, if nothing else, won't be able to compete because they can't tie their shoelaces, they can't write, they can't read. So that's another destruction. And too many people comment on the fact, well, they are foolish, they are incompetent. No, they are extremely competent, because that's how they go about destroying entire societies. Look at just two fundamentals of what they're doing to this country now. They're getting it overrun with the unwashed and illiterate who come to be on the dole. They come with their hands extended, and then they are destroying the economy.
Yes,
so
they
just
are.
In two moves. And so there's a thing that's embedded in the masses always, And these people have had over 100 years experience taking over societies. And then they thrive on destruction like locusts from hell.
Yes, they do, like locusts from hell. Can I ask, I've run out of time, I'm very sorry to say, but I want you to call back on another occasion. Can I ask where you're from originally?
Romania.
Romania. And you see it all happening here. I know you do. I mean, I talk to people, I have neighbors, I have friends that have fled communism and Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union, and they see this happening and can't believe that we're too dumb to understand it. Michelle, God bless you, and thank you for calling in, and please call in again in the future. Now, let me tell you about Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifiers. I've got mine is at home right now, busily working while I'm at work. You may not be aware of the odors in your home, but trust me, everybody else that walks into your home, they're aware of the odors in your home. The worst odors, and you've been home so much lately, you don't even notice them anymore. You know, that's how it happens. The worst odors linger in the air. Litter boxes, cooking smells, maybe people smoking cigarettes. You need a fresh air solution. Like the fresh smell after a thunderstorm, the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is guaranteed to eliminate any odor. Don't need chemical sprays in a can to try to cover up the smells. Those don't work, and they smell stupid anyway. The thunderstorm sends out O3 molecules into the air that seek out odor-causing germs and mold and destroy them at their source. So you're not going to believe how affordable the Eden Pure Thunderstorm is either. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in the discount code Chris, and save $10 off their lowest sale price. Order today before this deal expires, though. That's EdenPureDeals.com. The discount code is Chris, and shipping is free because you hang out with me. Michelle is warning us, and this is, you know, this is no joke. This is real, obviously. I think you appreciate that. These are not liberals. This is the left. This is completely different. Brainwashed zombies, from the black racist at Arizona State University to AOC in the Congress, and Joe Biden, the empty vessel in the White House.
Things are very bad there, monsieur. The devil has the people by the throat.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Study out. And KING News in Seattle has the story. They say that, people returning to work after working from home for a year because of the Wuhan. And the headline is, for many black employees, working from home is a refuge from racism. Only 3% of black employees who work from home want to return to full-time in-person work. You know, in the workplace, 3% of African Americans want to go. And the survey done by leftists finds, because, you know, work is racist.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Our Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Tree equity. Lots of your hard-earned money for tree equity is in the bill. But it's all paid for, and somebody else is going to pay for it. You don't have to worry about a thing.
I want to mourn the loss of all the old growth trees I've seen and tell them that we love them and that we don't want them to die, that there are some people here who do care. So I want you to know that, trees.
That's a Democrat talking to the trees, pretty typical Democrat voter. $3 billion for tree equity. Tree equity. You know, your whole neighborhood within miles of where you live, everybody will spend their entire lifetimes paying into the federal system and won't reach $1 billion, much less $3 billion in taxes, and that's for tree equity. That's what they do. Those are the people we're dealing with here. And free community college for all illegal aliens, because there's a, you know, reward system that the left sets up when they are trying to destroy the United States of America, which is their plan, after all. All right, let's go Lunch Bucket Joe, because in New York, they're firing all the heroic frontline workers in hospitals that, by the thousands, who are not getting the vaccination, you see, because it's been mandated, and liberals don't care what you do as long as it's mandatory. And this is truly extraordinary stuff. It honestly is. Now, here's a headline from Yahoo. Biden accused of moving the goalposts on percentage of Americans who need to get jab. They all adopt whatever idiot terminology they that's what they say in England. I'm going to sound like an Englishman. It's a shot. It's an injection. It's a vaccination, a vaccine. It's not a jab. It's a shit up. So Biden accused of moving the goalpost on percentage of Americans who need to get the jab to return to normal. See, because they don't want return to normal. They like abnormal. And that's why Joe Biden is their guy. Because if his brain were in a jar, it would definitely be labeled abnormal. You'd be able to tell by looking at it. So Senator Ted Cruz accused President Biden of moving the goalposts on Monday after the president hinted to reporters that up to 98% of Americans may need to be vaccinated against COVID-19 before we return to normal. And here's Lunch Bucket Joe yesterday. He has no idea what he's talking about.
How many Americans need to be vaccinated for us to go back to normal? Like, what is the percentage of total vaccinations that have to be deployed?
Well, I think we get the vast majority, like it's going on in some industries and some schools, 97-98%. I think we're going awful close. But I'm not the scientist.
That's for sure.
But one thing for sure, a quarter of the country can't go unvaccinated, and us not continue to have a problem.
97-98%. Now, that's mathematically impossible. All right, that's not going to happen. You're not going to get 100%. You're not going to get 98%. You're not going to get 97%. There are all kinds of reasons for that. But Joe Biden has just, as Ted Cruz said, moved the goalpost to a to a destination, a standard, a metric that is unachievable, unattainable. And that's fine. Now, and Ted Cruz points it out, and the media attacks Ted Cruz. So, you know, here's to never getting back to normal because of the Democrats. The Federalist has a more appropriate story on the topic. Biden all but admits he's never letting U.S. return to pre-COVID normal. And, you know, that's a fact. That is, if you set a standard that is unachievable, unattainable, 97-98%, before the government loosens the screws on the Iron Maiden, then you've got a problem. Now, let's go to this. But that's deliberate. That's not accidental. And it's all politics, obviously. I mean, the pandemic didn't have to be politicized. One party is to blame for it, the Washington Post writes today. You'll never guess. Amazingly, it's not the Democrats. It's the Republicans. It didn't have to be this way, but the Republicans politicized the pandemic. See? Is that because Trump got three vaccines on the market in record time, never before even considered possible in human history? Does that have something to do with it? I think that might have something to do with it. Yeah, the Washington Post has concluded that the Republicans politicized the pandemic, and they're the bad guys in the story. And the Democrats have not. Mandates are not political. The school mandates, the children, the hospitals, the firing people, the super spreader events that are Republican events but not Democrat events, Lollapalooza in Chicago, Barack Obama's hundreds of people at his multi-million dollar oceanfront estate in Martha's Vineyard birthday party, not a super spreader event. Have you noticed, by the way, that all the football games, college football and NFL football, none of these are super spreader events? You notice the whole super spreader event thing is kind of fallen by the wayside. How did that happen exactly? What's going on with that? Because I think that's kind of interesting that the super spreader events have stopped. Now, in New York, they got rid of their gropey, grope face, baby Doc Cuomo governor because of all the various sexual assaults that everybody knew about the whole time and all that. Like R. Kelly with his sexual trafficking and stuff. Everybody knew that. All the Democrats, they've known that for years. Everybody that worked with him knew that for years. Everybody's known it for years and years. And then he gets convicted, and they all feign shock or something like that because it's all a big lie. Yeah, so the, who is it, Paul Waldman. Yeah, the pandemic was politicized by Republicans. That's pretty funny. That is just so outrageously false. That he should be laughed out of the whatever business he's in. Just extraordinary. Yeah, who is it? Ian Kushner, he politicized it. And the poor Democrats, they just tried to keep it apolitical because you know how they're not political and everything. Speaking of which, let's go to the governor of New York, because this is kind of an amazing story. I always talk about how this is their religion because they're godless leftists and they killed God long ago. And as Voltaire said, if God did not exist, it would be necessary to invent him. And that they, after killing God, invented God. And surprise, surprise, it's them. And they have their own apocalypse. Their invisible man in the sky is CO2. They mockingly refer to God as the invisible man in the sky. They have an invisible God in the sky, and it's CO2. And it's the coming apocalypse and doom. You know, Greta Thunberg, for example, Funberg, is one of their prophets. They have prophets. And they love martyrs, too, like Michael Brown is one of their martyrs and Matthew Shepard, and both based on lies, fabrications. Matthew Shepard wasn't killed because he was gay. And a police officer didn't ruthlessly kill Michael Brown. He attacked him in his car and got
this
shot.
This is all wrong.
Because he deserved it. And that's even what Eric Holder's FBI discovered under Barack Obama. But it is a substitute religion. Leftism is a substitute religion. It's a quasi-religion. And the governor of New York went to church day before yesterday and gave a political speech when, if Republicans do that, the media and the Democrats are always bent out of shape about a separation of church and state and all that stuff. Well, the governor in New York is a big lefty, and she took over because Gropey McGropeface had to go in the end. It took a long time, but finally it happened. Now his brother may have to go. The Tribune has the headline, New York governor tells church, quote, unvaccinated people are not listening to God. See? And then she calls on the people in the crowd to, become her apostles, because these people see this as a religious thing. They honestly do. It's pretty extraordinary. All right, it's Sabbath number 23, and she's speaking to a church group, and she's lecturing them about how if you're not on the side of the Democrat Party in church, she's saying this, that you're ignoring God. I think the God she's referring to is Donald Trump. He's the one that came up with warp speed and fast-tracked the vaccines, getting the market, saving untold millions, not just here but around the world. Here's the new governor. She was elected lieutenant governor, and then the governor got knocked off. And here's Kathy Hochul with the quasi-religious thing.
I prayed a lot to God during this time.
Did you?
And you know what?
What?
God did answer our prayers. He made the smartest men and women, the scientists, the doctors, the researchers. He made them come up with a vaccine. That is from God to us. And we must say, thank you, God. Thank you. And I wear my vaccinated necklace all the time to say, I'm vaccinated.
She wears a vaccinated necklace like it's a religious icon of some kind. Some people, and I'm going to guess she's not actually. She's a Democrat. You can't really be, you know, a good Catholic or a good Christian and a Democrat at the same time. I know some of them think they can, but I'll give them a three-question quiz, and that'll be the end of that. And wait, here, because here it comes, God, and she wears not a religious symbol around her neck, but a vaccinated symbol. And that's a party symbol. That's a political symbol when you're wearing it around your neck on a chain. And it gets better because here she is calling upon the people in the congregation to become her apostles. So now she is framing herself as Jesus or God in a Christian setting, and saying she wants the people in front of her to bow to her and become her apostles and carry the message of the Democratic Party out into the wilderness where the ignorant Trump voters or somebody are not being vaccinated. And she wears this thing around her neck. She goes to church to say, God, I think Donald Trump is the God that she's referring to, and the American pharmaceutical industry, which the left demonizes everywhere. And here she comes with the, like, full-blown religious Democrat Party plea to become apostles to her. She's dressed in swaddling clothes, flowing robes they long to brush against the hem of her garment. Because she needs apostles.
All of you. Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones. But you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants.
God.
You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles.
You're the smart ones. You see, the sophisticated vaccinated crowd. Got to be a left-wing church run by left-wingers that invited this left-winger in. This is apostasy. This is not faith. This is not God. She is not a prophet, but they look to their people as prophets. They look upon their people as prophets. I mean, again, Greta Thunberg is a teenager, and they follow her like she's overturning tables in the temple. She is a quasi-religious figure to them because it goes to their apocalypse, their secular apocalypse.
How dare you?
Yeah. Just amazing. So you must be, if you're going to be godly, if you're going to be close to God, you must be close to the Democratic Party. And she needs apostles. She's calling out apostles to do the Democrat Party's bidding. And she wears around her neck a symbol in church, not of Jesus, not a cross or a crucifix, but her proof of vaccination, as though anyone recognizes it as such. Just extraordinary. In the meantime, they're firing thousands of apostates from government-paid positions and hospitals up and down New York. Surgeries are being canceled. Procedures are being canceled. Visits are being canceled. They're talking about calling up the National Guard. She is bringing in people from Ireland and the Philippines to staff the hospitals while she calls on apostles to carry the message, not of God, but of the Democratic Party forward. And she is the new prophet of the party. So that's what we have there.
I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other.
Womp, womp, womp. She wants apostles. It's a cult. It's a religious cult. Now, they're anti-Semites. Let's go to soundbite number 25. The Israeli ambassador to the United States is Gilad Erdan. And Gilad Erdan was on yesterday talking about the left-wingers in the Democrat Party, the Squad in particular, calling for defunding of the Israeli defensive system known as Iron Dome to shoot down missiles that are targeting their children and their parents to murder them in the name of jihad funded by Iran and by the Obama-Biden administration. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan.
The extended Squad's behavior surrounding the Iron Dome defense system proves that they are either ignorant or anti-Semitic. Do they really not understand that the Iron Dome saves both Israeli and Palestinian lives?
They do, but they don't care. They're not about saving lives. They're the left. The left isn't into saving lives. That's not their thing. Not their bag, baby. And the border. The border just keeps getting better. Have that coming up. But on NBC, Chuck Todd said Trump is to blame for the media not putting the spotlight on the problems we're having as a nation. Trump is to blame. This is there's a lot of mental illness out there. And it seems to be disproportionately impacting the Democratic Party. And in the meantime, U.S. Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, who spoke up about the botched Afghanistan evacuation, is now in jail. The Democrats have put the Lieutenant Colonel, heavily decorated combat veteran, in jail for speaking up. You know, he put his life on the line to defend the Bill of Rights, including the First Amendment. Now he's in the brig because the Democrats.
Keep it right here on Morning Joe.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Jenkins of Fox News, who is a friend, went down to southern Mexico to marry up with the crowds of Haitians who aren't living in Haiti and haven't been for years. And they're gathering up into caravans to head to the United States of America. And Griff Jenkins talked to some Haitian immigrants down there. Hey, why are you a refugee? Why are you fleeing? Well, you fled Haiti years ago. Why are you fleeing South America?
It's difficult, like a prison. Don't have a rock, don't have nothing. You don't have a house to live in.
Don't have a
nothing,
house.
Nothing.
He doesn't have a house to live in, so he's coming to the United States. He doesn't have a house. And asked a Haitian immigrant if he's going to go back to Haiti. And guess what?
Will you go back to Haiti?
No, never.
That guy's wearing a Biden-Harris T-shirt. He's wearing a Biden-Harris T-shirt. Will you go back to Haiti? No, never going back to Haiti. Well, what's up with that?
A lot of people, Asian, living in Mexico, in Tapachula, but it's not the destination. The destination of all the people, Asian, is in United States.
See, Tapachula, Mexico, is not the destination. The United States is the destination. So what country are you fleeing now? Because now you're in Mexico, you're fleeing Mexico. You just fled Peru or Chile or Argentina, Haitian migrant number two.
I want to say something to President Biden. He will help us because everybody here want to have a better life in the future, want to have a better life tomorrow, want to work.
But I thought you were fleeing something truly horrible. Secretary Mayorkas, who is a disaster and should be removed. So, by the way, about, you know, one in five are carrying all kinds of horrible dread diseases.
We are confronted with a population of people that, as a general matter, have a rate of illness of approximately 20%.
Slow it down. Talk a little more slowly, would you? Rate of infection of about 20%. And that's why they're busing everybody around the country and dropping them off without telling local jurisdictions that they're dropping off apparently tens of thousands. We've got another caravan of 17 to 20,000 gathering headed our way. By the way, that whole whip thing has been completely debunked by the photographer, by the local news people that first reported it. It's all been completely withdrawn, but the administration plans on continuing to use the falsehood.